Alrighty, how you guys doing? This is Marshall, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles, and this is the Escape Artist podcast. It's been a while since I last recorded an episode, but, you know, I've been wanting to continue with this podcasting for a long time, and I kind of fell off track with it, unfortunately, because just been busy, and I had some computer issues that left me without a computer for about 6 months or something like that, so that really messed a lot of stuff up. Granted, I am actually recording on my phone, but in my car, so that really should have not impeded me from actually recording, but it would have been a little tough to actually upload it to the website and, you know, put it all together. So, you know, anyways, excuses aside, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. But yeah, a lot of stuff's been happening. Finally getting a lot of stuff situated as far as like just organizing, and like I had all these goals and stuff to start off the year, and then my computer died, and so I had to get that fixed, and before you know it, we were 4 months into the year, and a lot of the goals I had kind of hinged on me being able to have more access to the computer, like, because I wanted to do some blogging and stuff, and podcasting as well, and also just working on music projects, which I use my computer to record and make beats. So it would have been, it was kind of tough to try to get it all up and running. But so I'm now, it's about 6 months into the year, and I have been working on some things, but I kind of had to catch up on some other projects, some collaborations with musicians, and I still have stuff to catch up on, but I'm starting to get some of these ducks in a row. I went through all my files recently and organized them all into one area, because I had music files, art files, pictures, videos, audio, all kinds of stuff scattered all across like three hard drives, and every time I went to go look for something, it's like I have no clue where it is, because I have files within files. Things weren't organized. I had a lot of duplicates of files, and I still do need to do some organizing, but at least I wiped out all my other hard drives and got everything all into one location, where there's, you know, a simple file folders, basically music, art, and videos, podcasts, and website stuff, I think, was the other one. So there's like five folders in my main folder, and then within that, you know, it's divided up into different sub projects and all that. So it's all in one place, basically, and now if I need to look for something, it should be fairly easy to find it. So that's good. I do need, like I said, need to do some more organizing and stuff. There are like pictures in the music files and in the music folders, and music in the picture folders and stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to take a little time to get to that, but I'm just glad that it's all in one place. Should make things easier. So yeah, there's that. And let's see what else. I've been doing, catching up on songs for the Year of the Locust, which, if you don't know, the crew that I do music with mainly is Shadow of the Locust at locustfist.com. And this year we've been trying to release one free download song per month, a new Locust song per month. And it's been a little difficult, because not everybody has easy access to recording equipment and stuff, so it's a little tough, and different people are making beats, and we're sending files over emails, and some people are more communicative, and, you know, it is what it is. It's cool, like, we have a cool crew, and every time we do come together on a song, it seems pretty cool, sounds pretty good, and so I'm happy that we're actually making movement with the crew, because it's been kind of in hibernation for a really long time, with individual artists doing their own solo projects and stuff. You know, that's the only way we've really released anything for all the years we've been doing this. But, you know, we're trying to do some crew things now. Unfortunately, I live in Connecticut. One of them lives in St. Louis. The other one, all the rest of them live in California. And California is a huge state. And the ones that live in California, only, I think, two members, Reveal and Dirt, they live close to each other. And so it's tough. We can't, like, get all into one room more than, like, once every 5 years or something, it seems like, and do music. It has to be mostly through phone calls and emails and Skype and things like that. So it's a little tough, but, you know, it is what it is. But we made some cool songs. We are almost all caught up with doing a song each month. So definitely go over to locustfist.com and click on Ear, and you can, yeah, it's like the music section. Dirt named it Ear, like as the ear you hear it here with. And you know, you can download some music there for free if you like. Some hip hop, some Christian hip hop. That's what I do. So yeah, that's what's up with that. And let's see, the other stuff that I've been working on. Last time we talked, I was talking a lot about the Facebook page that I had called Sketch Daily, and the hashtag we were using was Sketch Daily on Twitter. And that was going really cool. We had a lot of people participating in it on a regular basis. And right now, I'll say it's still going pretty strong, I would say. We switched over from a page to a group because Facebook made changes, and the Facebook page is really not conducive to a community type of structure. If people post on a Facebook page, nobody sees it, really. The only thing you see is the post by the person who owns the page. And there might be ways around it, I don't know, but it was just becoming increasingly annoying to do a page. And I noticed some people were using groups instead recently, and so I was like, oh, well, maybe we should switch over to a group. And you know, so I, throughout a couple weeks, I kind of told everybody we're switching over, created the group, had a lot of people switch over and all that. And see, I'm driving right now, and looks like there must be an accident up front there. Hope they're not closing this highway too long. But, yeah. So, that's not good. But, anyways, it maybe gives me a little more time to podcast. So, yeah, so the Sketch Daily thing's going good with the group. If you go to the Facebook and, I guess, type in Sketch Daily, hopefully it'll come up. I'll put a link in the show notes. And I think I have to update my site to have, like, some buttons for my groups. On the subject of groups, actually, I should kind of tell the backstory. I started another group. sorry, I'm going to try to stop saying Ryan Wheaton of DrawRyanDraw.com. He was part of Sketch Daily. He's done a lot of stuff there, and he came to me and said, you know, I want to do a mini comic. I haven't done a comic yet, and you know, I wonder if we should start, you know, our own little mini comics dump truck like the one we did in Art and Story with Kevin Cross. I was like, oh, you know, that's a good idea. I've been wanting to do another comic anyways. So I created a new group. And with the group, I wanted it to be kind of focused on art projects and something that we could run challenges through, but mostly I just, you know, I didn't want it to be just for the mini comic. I wanted it to be something that would continue beyond just the mini comic. So what I did was I created a group called Comics Projects on Facebook, and wow, like, people have really gotten into this. People who I kind of, who I like, look up to and get a lot of inspiration from have joined, and it's really cool to see them being very much involved. And you know, we're trading comics back and forth. We're a lot of, it's a very supportive group. It doesn't matter what skill you're at, you know, what level of art you can do. If you can draw stick figures badly, you're welcome into the group. If, I mean, even what happened was, we did start the mini comics thing, and that's ending in August. It's called the Monster Mini, and a lot of people signed up for it. And what I wanted to say was, even Jamie Gamble from jamiegamble.com, he's, you know, primarily a writer, but I guess he doodles and stuff too. But you know, he's a writer. He doesn't really think of himself as an artist so much, but even he did a comic for the mini comic. So if you don't think you can draw, and it looks good too, I should say from what I've seen so far, but if you don't think you can draw, I mean, just think of that. Even, you know, Jamie Gamble, he's a writer, and he just wanted to make a sequential story, and it, you know, it's really cool that he's participating and stuff. So, like I said, it doesn't matter what your skill level is. We'd love to see you post sketches in there, any art projects you're working on, anything you're learning. If you're a writer as well, you know, post up stuff you've written. It's not just for art, but that does seem to be primarily, it primarily seems to be people who write and draw their own comics. But like I said, you know, you don't have to be both. You can be one or the other. It's for anything comics projects related. So yeah, come on by and join the group if you like. It's really awesome. Some people who you may know, Javier Hernandez of the El Muerto comic is on there. Ted Secco, who does the Idiot Engine podcast and a lot of comics, and he works in animation for a living, he's involved. Jonathan Rector. A lot of these people were Art and Story community members and things. And that's how I met a lot of these people. But it's cool too, because some people who I'm friends with locally also have joined. So it's really cool to see them get into some of the stuff I've been into online, and also to see all these other people start to notice my friends that I know from the hometown, you know, their artwork. And it's just a really cool community. And for anybody who's listening that is part of that community, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you for making it so awesome. It's really cool. I'm really glad to have started something that we can all share. And, you know, there's no control there. You know, it's very free. I'm not trying to control things at all. I really just like the fact that we can all just talk to each other. You know, that's really what it's all about. Technically, myself and Ryan Wheaton are the admins to the page. So, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to contact either myself or him. But, you know, like I said, it's free for all. It's free for all, and the only censorship we will ever do is if people are abusing certain things, which hasn't happened yet. If you have, like, a webcomic or something, you know, feel free to post in there. And as long as you're, you know, a contributing member in general, you know, we'll be cool with it. If, you know, it'll be obvious, and everybody will probably not like it if somebody is spamming and, you know, they don't care about the actual group or anything. And in that case, you know, we may block a person or something. Who knows, you know, but I don't want to have to do that, and I don't think it'll ever come to that, hopefully. So, feel free, you know, feel free if you're a contributing member to, you know, let us know when you put a new webcomic out or something, or a new project out. It's all about us working on our projects and getting feedback and, you know, the networking as well. So, yeah, I'm glad to have this opportunity, and Facebook groups are proving to be a really cool place to do these kind of things. So that is that. I know I'm kind of just bouncing around. It's like I said, it's been a long time since I podcasted, so it's going to be kind of a general update. I have some projects in the works for comics and music, some exciting things. I'm teaming up with a couple different people on both sides, and, you know, working on some things. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting into some of those projects. Right now, I got to finish my mini comic. I don't have a title for my mini comic right now, but it's basically going to be a continuation of the whole kind of storyline that I started with Glyph. And if you haven't seen my first comic I did for the Art and Story Dump Truck, mini comics dump truck, it's called Glyph and the Terror of Tusk. You can read it free on my website at plexhop.com. And it's just a short little thing. It was my first comic ever. And, you know, it's a very simple story, but it's, you know, it's fun. It's got action. It's about a graffiti artist who has powers, and he finds his enemy in the subway while practicing some graffiti at night. So that is that. And like I said, I'm continuing with that character and some other characters I've created with this new one. So I've penciled 4 pages and inked 1 so far. I'm not sure how long it's going to be. I'm kind of, you know, going at it. I have a basic plot mapped out, but I'm pretty much going at it page for page. I'm not really even doing any thumbnailing, which I did do thumbnailing for the last comic, but for this one, I saw Ted Secco has some really awesome videos if you go to his YouTube channel, and it's really neat how he just, like, attacks a page sometimes. Like, he'll do it differently. I'm sure he thumbnails with certain projects and stuff, but with this particular mini comic project that he's doing with us, he just literally, like, went page for page the same way I'm doing, and even less, I think, than I did. Like, he might have had some kind of plot line in mind, but I mean, I actually did write down, you know, the basic story on, like, 1 sheet of paper. I don't know if he even did that. I think he, like, literally started on the first page and just kept going, you know, page for page. So it's really cool to see him in action in his videos and stuff, and that inspired me to try it out myself. And so yeah, that's how I'm approaching it. I'm really happy with the first 4 pages I've got penciled out so far. There will be mistakes, and there is whiteout, so I will use that, and I will fix things digitally if I have to. I'll change panels if I have to. Going at it this route, there's a lot of potential for mistakes, but at the same time, I'm using kind of a really quick style, so if I even mess up a whole page, I can just redraw it, and it shouldn't be too much of a hassle. So that's how that's going. I'm actually going to pause the recording right now because I have to stop, and then on my next little route, I'll continue. Okay, so I will see you in a minute. That's what's going on. Oh, I was talking about my mini comic that I'm working on. So yeah, I need a title for it. It's the one thing I kind of based it around was I had this character that I created just on a whim, just fooling around, watching. Actually, I remember I tweeted it because I tweeted it. I was watching Wild Boys with my wife and my friend on Netflix, and that's pretty funny show. But you know, I was inspired by all the animals and stuff, so I started drawing like this character, and he's basically like a crab man, and I think I finally came down to the name Crab Man Goon. So you know, it's kind of a cheesy little name, but it's funny, I guess. And I don't know if I'll probably keep that as his name. We'll see. I don't know. It's kind of silly. But anyways, it's like a human crab character. And so, you know, I was hemming and hawing for a while about what I wanted to do for my mini comic. And I knew I kind of wanted to continue the glyph story. I wanted to introduce this other character, Stick Up Kid, that I created during 30 Characters Month last year. 30characters.com is the website. And so I wanted to use that guy, or introduce Stick Up Kid. And what I was going to do was Stick Up Kid's origin story. But I don't know, I just didn't feel like it. Like, I didn't... I know what his backstory is, but I don't feel like I want to illustrate it necessarily. I'll know what it is and I'll refer to it, and I wanted to start a new story. So I thought of this, you know, crab guy that I created, and I'm like, well, maybe I can make something with him. So the first thing I thought of was, well, environment can I put him in that would be interesting? Well, this crab guy, he kind of looks like he's got like a wife beater shirt on, which I don't know what the proper way of saying that is, because I don't really like the term wife beater, but you know what I mean when I say that kind of shirt. But I guess just a tank top or something. But anyways, yeah, he's got one of those on, and you know, just regular pants, and he's got this huge like oval shaped body that, you know, kind of symbolizes the whole shell thing of a crab, and he's got these skinny little arms with crab hands basically, and some antenna, and he kind of looks like a thug, just some kind of thug, like a mobster almost, but not, you know, with the suit or anything, but just more like a thug and kind of a wise guy. And so I'm like, okay, well, what kind of situation could I put him in that would be interesting and not cliche and stuff? So I try to adhere to the Robert McKee idea of staying away from cliches, or I don't know if it's obviously not exclusively his idea, but that's where I heard it from. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, what kind of situation can I put him in that's interesting? So I thought, well, why not a comic shop? That would be cool. I've been to many comic shops. I think a lot about comic shops because I have like several in my area, and none of them, like, they all have things that I wish they would do differently. You know, one does one thing well, and the other one, and not something else. And you know, so I always see. It's maybe a bad thing for me to kind of find fault with all these things, but I can't help it. I'm not satisfied with the way comic shops are maintained and owned and set up, and I feel like, you know, they could do so much better job with just some simple creativity, at least the ones that I know of. So, anyways, the only reason I went into that rant was that I'm putting this guy in the comic shop, and I think that would be, because of that, comic shops have been on my lately, so that's what brought me to, like, oh, let's try putting him in a comic shop. How would that work? Or how could I develop a story around that? So I did, and it's kind of a somewhat simple story again, but definitely more complex than the first glyph story I did. So I'm trying to push myself to get beyond just the simple good guy meets bad guy in one setting and fights him. That was the basic gist of my first story. This story is good guy meets bad guy and fights him, but it's more like there's three or four characters who are on the good guy side, and there's a few characters who are on the bad guy side, and there's some twists, and all the other thing that I, you know, kind of made it even more interesting was adding like a third element. Okay, so you got the good guy, the bad guy, and putting my crab guy in a comic store. We're gonna see how that plays out. And then I remembered, well, this mini comic, it's not necessary that you use monsters in it, but that is kind of the theme for anybody who wants to have it be kind of a monster mini comic. That is the theme. So I'm like, okay, so I want to put some monsters in it then, so I can go along with the theme, because I think it's a cool theme. Everybody, you know, most comic artists like to draw monsters. I love it as well. So what I did was I added a monster element, which actually ended up being like a nice little layer in there to kind of make it even more interesting of a story. So I don't want to go too much into the story right now, because, you know, I don't want to give it away or whatever, spoil it. But that is kind of the process, you know, that I went through as far as writing. Like, it's very plot driven. I still haven't delved into learning how to write characters. So, I mean, I've learned a lot about writing characters and making a character driven story, but I think that's a little bit still beyond my scope at the moment. Like I said, I've only done one comic, but actually I've done two, because I did a little one-page mini comic recently that will go along with the mini comic. So I've actually did two, but that was another comic where I was kind of making it up as I went along. It was kind of like a warm-up mini comic. So, you know, I'm very, very green, like extremely green at doing this, you know, comic thing. So there's so many things to learn. Like, I've learned a lot, but when you really learn is when you're executing these things. And, you know, I got to take it step by step. I can't bite off more than I can chew. I'm not going to start off with a huge graphic novel with, you know, characters with huge backstories and you know, a ton of different arcs intersecting in different ways and climaxes and all that stuff. Like, I am trying to work with a three-act structure, but I'm keeping it super, super, super simple. You know, because not only is doing the writing of comics very intricate and tough to do, but, you know, obviously the art as well. There's so much in it, and in comics, more than maybe most other art forms, there's a lot. There's actually writing just in the drawing of comics. You know, how you pace out the panels, and, you know, the pages, how the rhythms, and you know, you have to show things that establish things, and put kind of little, what do they call them, Easter eggs or whatever in there to kind of foreshadow things. And, you know, there's a lot that go in, just like even character designs and city designs and environment designs, they all tell the story. So there's so much to think about when making a comic. That's why I'm keeping it simple. I'm kind of just incrementally adding layers with each comic project so I can, you know, eventually get to the point where I can make a graphic novel. And then, you know, hopefully I'll make many graphic novels. You know, I love this whole comic book art form, and I want to get totally, you know, what's the word? I don't know. I want to get totally into it. So, and I'm also doing my music, and I want to combine the two. So, yeah. The other updates, I'm probably going to cut it pretty soon, the podcast, because it's going a little long so far. But the only other updates is I've been doing a lot of work on my website. I kind of, you know, totally rehashed it, deleted everything on my store and changed it around to make it, you know, a little more user-friendly. I don't know, I'm just working with things. I'm trying to create some more buttons and different graphic elements to point people in certain ways. So yeah, there's a lot of work I've been working on my website, and I'm going to, instead of just letting it overwhelm me and adding up all the things that I have to do and procrastinating, I'm just going to continue to incrementally change things as I go from now on, because I can't just let it be stagnant. And I also, you know, I'm trying to get it prepared to the point where when I'm ready, I can really start pumping out content, because, you know, I want to drive traffic to the site. It's plexhop.com, if you didn't know. I already said it once, and I'll probably say it again at the end, but, you know, and that's where I basically just post music and art projects and blogs, and, you know, I'll probably have, like, tutorials and things like that, the podcast. There's a lot of things I want to do with it. It's hard to encompass it all into two very specific interests. That's kind of what I'm doing. I'm trying to make it a site where the brand, you know, is my own, is basically me and what I do as an artist, musician, etc. I'm trying to have it revolve around that instead of a specific subject. You know, my niche basically is hip-hop and comic books. I'm not sure if that'll work. We'll see. I've been doing it for a long time, but I haven't been pumping out content the way you kind of need to really start driving traffic to sites like this. So, you know, things have been a very slow going. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not... one thing I've learned that I've been implementing to the max, the origins of where I've learned this is definitely, I'd say I'd have to credit it to Jersey Drozd, of the old Art and Story podcast. Now he does the Comics Are Great podcast at comicsaregreat.com, and the Lean Into Art podcast with Rob Stenzinger. Both are probably my number one and number two favorite comics podcasts. And I'll follow, you know, Jersey wherever he goes on the internet, because he's a very smart guy, and I've learned so much from him. But one thing I've learned from him that seems to be one of the biggest things I'm really implementing is... looks like there's an accident on the road or something here, or it's just dust flying up. Is to be playful with the things you do, like your music, not music, because he's not a musician, but with your art and, you know, just different things. And I'm applying that as well to my website and stuff like that. So I'm learning how to be playful and not be precious with my artwork and with all my projects. And that's what I'm doing on my website. I'm just going to kind of consider it as my playground and keep pumping out stuff that I want, like I'm interested in doing, and trying to be as helpful as I possibly can, and, you know, give to the community, the art community and the music community, who has given so much to me. You know, this art and music is what keeps me going, you know, a big part of what keeps me going. You know, my family is the biggest part, and my family and my faith is the biggest things that really keep me going and keep me working at this stuff. But you know, third on the totem pole there is my music and my art, and that, you know, it helps keep me sane in this world, you know. So, and I'm trying to build it into a business. Right now it's still in hobby land, and that's fine, you know, because it gives me the freedom to do what I want and figure out what I want, and develop my craft. But eventually, you know, I do want it to be, you know, a business that sustains me and my family. That is the goal, and I'm working towards it, you know. And it's not easy. Not a lot of people are very successful in it, but I think more and more people are becoming successful at finding some way to make their craft a sustainable income. So that's path. That's the whole gist and essence of the Escape Artist podcast as well. We escape through our art, and we also are trying to create an escape plan with our art, I guess. I don't know if that makes 100% sense, but that's the gist of this thing. So thank you for listening. I promise there will be more to come. I'm going to try to do these at least once a week. I can do them while driving on my commute to work and stuff in my car, so I figure I could at least do that once a week, you know. I would like to, you know, put out some more podcasts that are, you know, done in my studio and stuff, and more well put together with, like, bullet points and, you know, maybe tutorial type of things and interviews and stuff. That kind of stuff will come, but I have to at least try to get these kind of more journaly podcasts out on a regular basis. That's, you know, something I have had struggled with to discipline myself to do, and I really want to at least get used to that. Once that becomes second nature, I can start working on becoming, you know, boosting up the quality of this stuff. So, like I said, thank you for listening, and, you know, stop by my site, plexhop.com, to get the show notes and just check out my artwork, my music. I have some music up for free. I have comics up for, or one comic up for free so far. And I have stuff to buy as well if you'd like to support. That's awesome. But that's not really what I'm pushing at the moment. Mostly I just want to be part of the community and enjoy that friendship that the friendships I have been enjoying so far. So, yeah, that's about it. Thank you again for listening for the third time. Thank you for listening. And I will be seeing you on the next Escape Artist podcast next week. See you later.